Most Hoosiers will remember that our dropout problem in Indiana was national news of the kind we're not happy to see not that long ago. And the state legislature addressed it in a very direct way with a progressive bill that we hope will reduce the number of young people choosing to leave school before completion. But that still will leave a lot of people in this state who have made that choice, and we are looking for ways to help them on to productive lives. And therefore, Indiana is now going to join about half the other states in an exciting program that has been perfected by the people of the National Guard in recent years. Young people will undertake a 17-month course, 22 weeks of that in residence, aimed at helping them build the discipline and the life skills that will enable them to lead successful lives, despite the fact that they fell off the education track somewhere before completing high school. And I'm very, very grateful to General Umbarger, the people of the Guard, for allowing Indiana this opportunity, for providing the federal funds that are more than half of the cost. And I want everybody to understand that this is the kind of program we like best in Indiana, one with proven results. Almost all young people across America who participate in this program graduate on to productive next steps. Roughly a third to the workforce, roughly a third to the military, and roughly a third back to pursue further education. This is the kind of results we want for those who have dropped out in Indiana, and this program offers tremendous promise for helping these young people get back on the ladder to success. Let me ask General Umbarger and our guests to each say a word.
Thank you, sir. Well, thank you for your support. A little over 2 years ago, when General Conway, a native Hoosier from Evansville, a University of Evansville graduate and the chief of the National Guard Bureau a few years ago, and chairman of the foundation of the Youth Challenge Program, grabbed me and he says, "You're the new adjutant general. You need to go and do me a favor, go down and look at Youth Challenge and tell me why Indiana shouldn't have a program like this." So, sir, thank you for challenging me. And Colonel John Smith, the director down at Kentucky, invited me down along with my staff to see this program. And we met young men and women just like this. And I came home and said, "This is something we need to do. This is the right thing." I met in that, but naturally it takes money. And when we know our state didn't have that, we're a little bit in the red. The governor was trying to put us back on track, but I met with him and I said, "Sir, I think this is a great program, but we're going to need some help." He says, "You develop the program and you let me find the money." Sir, thank you for that. And we're ready to run. We're going to have it down at Camp Atterbury. I think we give you a lot of handouts on the program. We're really excited about it. It's a great thing. Our plan is to have our first class recruited and begin in July of 07. Down in a facility down around Camp Atterbury on the north side that used to be just a few days ago an Indiana Department of Corrections facility that it was a point that they didn't need those anymore. We worked that with Dave Donahue. He had excess capacity there. We needed something. He wanted to have more inmates on the male side of Camp Atterbury, so we did a switch. A good thing for both of us. We shook hands. Now we've got that facility, and we're going to turn it into the Hoosier Youth Challenge Academy. So we're really excited about that, and I would like to introduce Mr. Gardner from National Guard Bureau, who heads this program. Chris, welcome to Indiana. I'd like you to make a few comments about it, sir.
Thank you very much, General. It's my pleasure, quite honestly, to welcome Indiana to the National Guard Youth Challenge Program. This will be the 31st program online and the 26th state to have a program. And with the dropout rate, the rising dropout rate, it certainly gives an alternative to those individuals 16 to 18. So, Governor, I want to thank you and the legislature, and certainly General Umbarger, because we don't get to this point without that kind of support. Thank you very much, and congratulations.
I'd now like to introduce Lieutenant General retired John Conway, a mentor of mine and a great Hoosier. Welcome back to Indiana, sir.
Thank you, General Umbarger, and Governor Daniels, thank you and congratulations for starting the Hoosier Youth Challenge Program at Camp Atterbury. What he showed and mentioned on Dropout Nation has been called by us and Bill Gates and others the silent epidemic in America. by taking on the National Guard Youth Challenge Program with your Hoosier Challenge Academy. You're taking on a program that's proven to be one of the top one or two programs in America. We want it to be a national program because of the epidemic dropout rate in America and the number of youngsters that get in trouble, that drop out of high school. These five could all tell you stories about how they're in their 13th week of the Bluegrass program and how it has turned their lives around, as they were telling the governor a while ago. This same thing will happen with the Hoosiers of this state that are unfortunate enough to have made a wrong selection and dropped out of high school. This will turn their lives around in residence. This is not a boot camp. This is not a military youth corps. It is a program that got put in the budget a few years ago with state participation to help the high school dropouts, to include the Department of Defense. And they said, who better than the National Guard Bureau and the National Guard to oversee this program, which we started? And who better than to come under the governors, the commander-in-chief of the National Guard in the state, to oversee this program? So it gets right down to the state level. These kids come in as volunteers, are recommended. The door's open. They can walk out anytime they want to, and some do. It's their second chance. In many cases, it is their last chance. And this is a great cost avoidance program, about $15,000 a year for a student, rather, for 22 weeks to go in residence, compared to the incarceration cost of states that runs from $40,000 to $50,000 a year. We're building prisons across America, and the facts that we have, Governor, show that nationwide, almost 80% of the people going into our prisons in America are high school dropouts. That's why I'm proud of you five here, that you've changed your lives. You're going to graduate, move on, become productive citizens, taxpaying citizens, supporting your communities. And in the National Guard, we don't care whether you go in the military or whether you go to school or go learn a job skill to get in the jobs market. Our job is to add value to America. So Governor Daniels and General Humbarger, thank you for adding value to Indiana and adding value to America with this great step in education.
Thank you, General. Thanks for your leadership here. Questions for any of us?
I guess I would go into just a little bit more detail about what the kids do in this program and how it works and how you get into the program.
Well, I might invite, was it Colonel Smith?
Colonel Smith.
Colonel Smith. Maybe Sergeant Burgess would be the one to tell you. Why don't you both step up here? Sergeant Burgess here is the first person these young people encountered. he might be able to give you a little sense of what goes on.
We have developed, as far as youth coming to the program, we work with high school counselors, we work with juvenile justice advocates, we work with family courts around Kentucky to identify people who can grow, who can change, who need that opportunity. As General Conaway says, challenge is not a treatment program. It can't be the one single source to help all at-risk youth, because some people do need treatment, some people need special care. But our program uses a military model to allow the youth who are mentally and physically capable to grow their self-esteem, to pick themselves up, to raise their chin, look people in the eye, and say, I can. And they do that. A lot of people give up. Homesickness in the first 2 weeks is a tragic thing. We lose 10 to 15 kids just because they're homesick and they've never been away from home. We stress that to families. These young people are over that. They're ready. Their next step, if they go to college, if they go to work, if they move to a new location, they're never going to experience that again. But they apply through an application process. Most states have a website going. I'm sure Indiana, the Hoosier Academy, will get one up. And there are people, applications will be in counselors' offices, and they'll be in courts' offices, and they'll be on the website. And we want to just saturate the state with the fact that we're there. And I will tell you, Kentucky has been in existence since 1999, and there are Kentuckians that still don't know about Challenge. So it's a hard thing to make sure. This silent epidemic and these people who we tend to not look at and tend to ignore have an opportunity to be productive citizens.
Sergeant Burgess, what's a typical day in the life of a cadet consist of?
A typical day in the life of a cadet at the Bluegrass Challenge Academy is they get up at 5:30. Yeah, have personal hygiene from that time until about 6. They go to chow, breakfast. They eat barbatoon. That lasts until about 8:30. They get ready for class. The class starts at 09. And they stay in class with a break for lunch at 11:30 to 1300. And they go back to class. And their class is over at 15:30. Then from 1530 till 1600, they prepare for PT, physical training. And that lasts until 1700. Then they go back to dinner. And from then, they go back to the barracks and prepare for the next day. And it's very rigorous, because we do it 7 days a week. And they like it.
Well, that's what they're going to tell you. Thank you very much, Sergeant. We appreciate you coming up.
Governor, one of the things that comes out of this is these youngsters end up with a high school equivalency, sometimes a high school diploma. Some states, the challenge program has become so successful, they award them high school diplomas, but they all get into GED training with their education. They learn leadership, fellowship. They learn how to do bank accounts. They learn how to do computers. We have computers provided to the academies to help them. We give scholarships for jobs training. We give scholarships from our foundation to go to college. So it all is to make them a high school graduate and a productive citizen.
Thank you, sir. And also on your question, Leslie, I mean, Marilyn Moores, Judge Marilyn Moores, Colonel Marilyn Moores, all of the above is here today on behalf of many, as I understand it, of the entrance to the program will be on referral from a court where they may have come into some difficulty.
What capacity will the Indiana program have, and what's the implementation period? And then tell us a little bit about the cost, Governor, particularly with the figure of $15,000 per student was mentioned, and Missouri State University tuition, that seems a little high.
Martin, we spend $11,000 or $12,000 per year in the K-12 system today. So for 17 months here, this is, I think, very comparable to that. And in this case, 60% of the funds are federal. So I think the value of rescuing and redeeming and giving a second chance to a young person who has stumbled so early in life. Probably incalculable. And again, the success rate here is dramatically better than anything I know of elsewhere in the world of education. That is to say that almost 100% success rate of the graduates of these academies, as I've studied it, going on in one of the three ways that I mentioned, to me that's a great, great dollar value.
And I asked many questions at once, for which I apologize, but the capacity of the implementation.
I like that. I get to skip the ones I don't want to answer. Yeah, capacity, somebody remind me.
We will have a 100-person class beginning in July of 07. We'll probably start with about, try to initially have somewhere between 130, 140, depending on our success rate. So our goal is to graduate 100. That would give us 200 graduates a year. And our intent is to take that Department of Correction area and grow it into a campus. And ultimately, we would like to grow that depending on the success and how well it is received throughout the state.
Yeah, and Martin, these are two excellent questions which interrelate. Let me just say that I've told General Umbarger from the beginning that if we achieve success in Indiana like that Kentucky has achieved and other states have achieved, because I consider it so cost efficient in the way we were just discussing, we will find a way to expand this program. If we achieve those kind of results here, we will absolutely expand it to till General Umbarger tells me he can't handle any more.
How many is the program in Kentucky, and how many graduates do you have?
Kentucky's a similar program. We're funded at 110 per cycle, 220 per year. We overbook each challenge program. Anybody dealing with youth, at-risk youth, it's a learn-as-you-go kind of thing. The National Foundation, National Guard Bureau, there's a lot of studies going on, a lot of excellent people in the dynamics of at-risk youth. So the money spent, the question I want to go about education, there's no way Challenge can compete with education. We're not a high school program. But we do compete in that niche to keep people out of the next step, which is public assistance and incarceration. Because as the governor mentioned, as John Conaway mentioned, if you look at the statistics for people entering in incarceration, the dropout rate shows there. And so we're not comparing ourselves with education. We're here to provide a successful youth an opportunity. But we're not going to compete with education. We don't try to compete. We're not going to go into the high schools and pull kids out of the high schools. There are thousands of youth each year who drop out without somebody encouraging them to.
Do you have a waiting list? Do you have to turn away a lot of kids?
We haven't yet. I take in, because my capacity at Fort Knox, I can have up to 200 cadets at a time. We all are facing those kinds of things, either grow or start turning away. And we have growth plans as well in Kentucky. They just haven't been implemented.
General Conaway or Chris, as I recall, Louisiana has a...
They have three programs, sir.
Has three programs running now. And
if you look at the cost models, Governor, this is by far the least expensive light program, if you will,
yes.
That we have studied, five or six different programs.
Thank you.
Regarding the court referred young people, will a judge have the ability to place kids in the program as an alternative to being placed in a juvenile delinquent facility, or will they need to be in a juvenile delinquent facility and then go into this program after that?
The participation in the program must be voluntary, but the juvenile court has a wide array of avenues to which it can refer. And a lot of times, given the various options, this is a very good one for kids, and they opt in. So, because these are kids who've been out of school, and going back just isn't an option. But getting in a program where they can be invested in and nurtured and have a much lower student-to-teacher ratio is just precisely almost tailor-made for these kids.
Okay, so this might be an option for them should they have been in trouble in the courts rather than necessarily being in the juvenile.
And it's an option for kids who haven't been. It's an option for every kid who hasn't completed high school. And but we see the at-risk kids because that's the human capital we're missing. If the dollars and cents didn't compare favorably, as the governor has said, the human capital that I see every day in my court would make it worth it.
I just want to clarify, it actually says in here that applicants must be not in trouble with the law, drug free. So, but you're saying it could be a court referral.
It might be a foster child, for instance.
Yes, we get many. And simply, it means that a child cannot have a felony conviction. In Indiana, anything that you have under the age of 18, unless you've been waived to adult court, is a delinquency and not a criminal conviction. And it must be voluntary, so it would be more like a court suggested, not a referral.
Thank you.